You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy show. Mix 100. And please keep Mix 100 turned on all day long. For Denver's best mix of music for those work hours. Shannon Steele will be along to guide you through. She'll be here in less than an hour. Right now, though, our lines are full. A bunch of people want to try to play Rattle Off today. Audra is on the line. Audra, good morning.
Good morning. I'm excited to be first. I've never been first.
Oh yeah. It's a good place to be. You could win it all right here.
Mm-hmm. No pressure.
You could win it and disappoint everybody who's waiting in line behind you. I'd say this is like the equivalent of being in the front car of the roller coaster right here.
Right.
No. Yeah, sure.
You get to enjoy it before anybody else. Audra, are you or Jeremy, either one of you, insist on front car people of the roller coaster? Because I am.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I mean,
I like it. Yeah.
I do the thing where I actually will wait. You know, if I'm in line, I will tell the person, let everyone else go ahead of me. I'll wait one more round just to wait here at the front.
You like that
to be
thrill, huh?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Looking straight down.
Front car. Very front or the very last car, because then you get kind of like the whip effect, I think, sometimes.
Mm. Hey, well, if you're in the front and you vomit, it goes back and hits everybody behind you. That's my only concern.
Vomits on a roller coaster.
A lot of people
vomit
on
Jeremy
roller
with
coasters.
His little wimpy stomach.
I have a sensitive stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
I'm with you, Audra. What
I don't have a sensitive
candy?
Stomach.
Yeah, I bet.
You don't know.
I'd like to see you on a roller coaster.
I've been on a roller coaster with you. The one that just went around and around and around.
That's not a roller
coaster.
What
is it then?
It's just a ride, but it's not a roller coaster.
Yeah, I mean, you can get sick on the teacups. I'll allow that. But not
and
a
he
coaster.
Does, I think.
You're a teacup.
Gracious. Hey, Audra, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, right now I'm going to show houses to my clients. And so since we're doing that today, I'm actually not really doing much this weekend. So we're going to hang out in our pool.
Oh, well, brag much? You're making all that commish off all these overpriced houses, I see.
Hey, don't get too excited. It's just an above-grade pool. Like, it's nothing. It's not, like, in-ground or anything fancy.
Oh, so it's
like
one
that.
Of those ugly ones.
Yeah.
It's not ugly. It's a nice Coleman, you know, gray.
Nah, your HOA hates it. Tear it down.
Yeah, above ground pools are all ugly. There's nothing you can say. They're all ugly.
That's ugly, Audra. Yeah. Take it down.
Hey, sorry.
The neighborhood loves it, so I'm
no,
keep it.
No. They are secretly talking behind your back. They're like, have you seen
that
pool?
They all come over. They all bring their floaties. We all get in. It's great.
They all get in your pool, urinate in it, and then they leave because they hate it so much. You might want to do a test on the water.
Or not.
Oh.
Don't want to.
Gross.
It is gross.
Oh, it's really
just
gross.
Like above ground pools.
I'll tell you what, man, if I got to
my
own...
we put chlorine in it, you know, we keep it... We keep
ain't
it
enough
pH
chlorine
down.
In the world for some of that stuff, Audra.
Drain it and burn it.
Okay, fine. You guys aren't invited over.
I wouldn't want to be invited.
My stepdaughter invited her new boyfriend over to get in our hot tub, and we've already talked about now we're going to drain it and clean it and everything.
Sell it.
Oh, boy.
We might move. Yeah.
Oh, Audra.
Well, I can help you with that.
Hey, look at you working it. What? How much are the houses that you're looking at today? What are they running?
In the 400s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to offer like 550?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not that much, but more than 400, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, good luck to you with all of that, all right?
Thanks.
Yeah,
thank
that should
you.
Be fun. Are you ready to play Rattle Off?
I am.
Okay.
We're going to give Audra a category. She'll have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples. You know, if somebody buys a new house, Audra, and they don't have enough furniture, they've got to go to a furniture store. So in 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 furniture stores. Ready and go.
Ethan Allen, Woodley's, Ashley, American Furniture, Furniture Row. Oh, goodness. Five.
Is Furniture Row an actual furniture store, or is it just a row of furniture stores? Josh, just give me a thumbs up.
It is a furniture company. I know that. It is. Their headquarters are in Denver, Colorado.
That's where I buy all my furniture.
It is an actual store. You know what this lady
did?
She just won!
Well done.
I forgot about Larrabee's.
No, the game's over. Don't worry about it.
You got five.
You already won.
I know.
I would have
I
even
like
accepted.
You need six just to seal the deal, just to make sure.
Oh, just to brag, show off a little bit, huh? I would have even accepted IKEA, just as a.
Oh, I've never been there.
What?
I know. I'm weird.
Take some time because you'll get lost in there. It's like a maze.
Take bread. Take breadcrumbs to drop.
To go. Everyone says it's like this like event, and I'm like, I don't want to be like tied to this like 2 hour like furniture escapade.
Well, and
it's a cool place though.
Make sure you pee before you go.
Yeah, head out to your pool.
Yeah, pee in the pool.
And then hit IKEA.
Ridiculous. Wow, first caller today. How did that happen?
Well done. Thanks for having fun with us, too.
All right, Audra, the realtor. Around. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh will tell you all about your Smashburger prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we appreciate you listening. It means a lot. And I apologize to everybody else who's on hold.
I know.
First call got it today.
Sorry, guys.
But you know what? If you didn't get on the air today, make a little note, a little reminder in your phone to try again on Monday.